brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, he's with us for another 30 minutes. He'll be riding shotgun with Dr. Greg Dixon. We're going to tell that story of a church now many years ago, was it 12 years ago, that their employees even paid taxes, paid the withholding, all that. The church said, we're not going to handle money. We're not indentured servants. We don't have to do this. We're not under the government. We don't want your 501c3. And they came and stole their church and arrested everybody. And, I mean, that's Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the churches have all rolled over and said, we'll push abortion. We'll say turn the guns in. Billy Graham's son is out there, you know, saying you don't need guns. It is so demonic. And I can't wait to read your new book, if it's anything like Romans 13, full of all the quotes to give to these preachers. They already know the truth. But again, they don't really want to be preachers. They want to be married to the state. They are high priests of the state-run churches. Let's go back to Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, you were trying to get into Romans 13. What should we be saying to Franklin Graham and the rest of these people that say, you know, turn your guns in? The big Catholic newspaper said, quote, repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what are they going to do with the words of Jesus when he told the disciples that if they needed to sell their clothes, whatever they had to do, go buy a sword? What are they going to do with that? What are they going to do with the fact that Jesus of the New Testament is Jehovah of the Old Testament? And we have the command of God in the Old Testament of many of the deliverers of Israel to arm themselves and to defend and to conquer.
Yeah, God never told his people to lay down.
No, never. They always resisted. If you were going to take out of the Bible all of the stories of resistance, you would reduce the Bible by probably 60 or 65%. Many of the great stories that we revere as Christians in the Word of God, both Old and New Testaments, have to do with resisting civil authority, all the way from Daniel.
That's
Shadrach.
Right. The authorities are always resisted and always, you know, put in the line. But the love stuff, turn the other cheek, is with your family, with people around you, trying to work things out. That's where a correct pastor, we see the turning the other cheek, not letting people set you up. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and all this is covered in our book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. We go into all these passages of Scripture, and we deal with them individually, one by one, and we show that it does not teach submission to tyranny, that just the opposite is taught. There is a revealed and natural law given by God for self-defense. That is an inalienable right.
Weapons everywhere restrain evil, as Thomas Jefferson said.
It is a biblical principle. It is a natural law principle. It's founded and grounded in the Word of God, in the precepts of Scripture. And for Christians to take the tack that government is God, and that we are to do whatever government says, regardless of how scriptural or unscriptural it might be, is idolatry. I mean, let's call it what it is, Alex. It's idolatry. It is the worship of the state. And what I'm concerned about is that there are many pastors and Christians out there that really aren't maybe in their hearts understanding what they're doing. But they've been taught this so long and so often that they just think that's the only accepted theology. They've never been taught anything else. That's why in 1775 and 76, Jonas Clark had instructed his congregants at the Church of Lexington for years before the events of April 19, 1775 on Lexington Green, which took place right in front of the church house where those men worshiped every Sunday. And so whenever that day came and they marched on Concord to seize the arms, they were able to stand in front of them, those Minutemen that were mainly the church congregation of the Church of Lexington, Pastor Jonas Clark. They were able to do that because the pastor had taught them the principles of liberty for many, many, many years.
Well, and most of the militias were led by the preachers. That's why the King of England said, damn these black brigades.
That's right. And when we
That's
have
a quote. Way,
we've resurrected the Black Regiment on my website at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. If you're looking for a Black Regiment church, you might find one there.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Resurrecting the Black Regiment. Stay with us. Pastor Dixon coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is undoubted persecution against Christians, libertarians, conservatives, anti-abortion people, pro-lifers, pro-Second Amendment groups. We get countless calls on air. I see it in the news. I just read news all day where they'll say, yeah, man arrested for his bumper sticker, pro-life bumper sticker. And you're like, that's got to be a joke. Or, family went to anti-government rally, children taken, or anti-government people wouldn't give kids vaccines, children taken. There is no law to take the vaccines. But the family courts aren't real courts. They're so devilish. They were set up as a race sterilization operation in 1910 in New York. See, I know the whole history of it. People were like, well, the judge said we didn't give them the shots, so they took the kids. And they just eyeball you. They think you're ignorant. And you don't know how to fight back, they go, sign this, you'll get your kids back. And you sign it, you're admitting you're bad, and then through fraud they go, I've got the confession. I mean, these are authoritarian criminals all over the place. And look, if you're good cops out there and you're getting mad hearing this, well, you're guilty. Because I'm not talking about you. The system is corrupt. There's no doubt some jurisdictions are better, haven't been totally taken over, but this country is evil. This country has rationalized and rationalized. Now, I want to read to you the you guys pull up the First Amendment online for me. I need to have my pocket constitution. It's normally in here. Somebody picked it up. All orders of books and videos get a free pocket constitution. First Amendment starts with, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on, or freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, or the right to, you know, assemble, or redress of grievances. But there it is. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Okay? Now, you never heard it was Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This country, you know, my dad's family goes back to the Mayflower. This is very rare, by the way. It's 200 plus thousand Americans that are living had somebody on the Mayflower. My mother had two people on the Mayflower. Forget his name, the barrel maker and the famous woman. They got married. The lowest guy on the totem pole was the barrel maker. They got married. That's my ancestors. And then my dad's side, kind of a scoundrel of a guy, but the captain of the Mayflower. Now, the whole point here is, ladies and gentlemen, they had gone, and my mother's gone and visited where my family was from in England, and then went over to the Netherlands. She's been over there, you know, where they have the original little churches of the pilgrims. They were going all over the place trying to just try to read the Bible and not worship government. Because everywhere else you had a government-run church, and they spied on you, they didn't teach the Bible. Didn't matter whether it was England's fake Protestant churches, you know, from their perspective, the Catholic Church, all of it, it all became political. And so that happened. So I want to explain something to you. This country was founded on religious freedom, and they could still never get it in the colonies, because people would take over and try to make you follow their version. So, when you see the churches saying we're 501c3, which just turns them into a government charity, a government corporation. See, in the 50s, all the denominations said, sign on to this, you still get your tax exemption. And they got tricked. Oh, really? And it was a contract fraud, going from a church outside jurisdiction into a contract. Now, Pastor Greg Dixon had the biggest standalone church in the country. It was all over 60 Minutes, you name it. Anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, you know, just Bible-believing. Biggest church, Indianapolis Baptist Temple, 8,000-plus member, 41 years. And his son now pastors it, but but they had been 501c3. And he can, you know, tell the story better than I, and then I've got Chuck Baldwin with him to go back and forth here. But the point is that they came and took their church. Now, they said, well, you've got to pay taxes. Their church members paid the fake income tax. But it's not the church's job to collect it and run it. That's indentured servitude. And now you see the churches of America starting to say, you know, abortion's good. You know, turn our guns in are good. They're not even churches. And in just a decade, this has happened. And now they have the clergy response teams, mainstream news, telling your flocks, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord. America, the National Catholic Review, repeal the Second Amendment. This is happening. And whether you're Catholic, Protestant, whatever it is, and even if you're not a quote Christian, you better be concerned. Because when the churches become state-run, you've got authoritarianism. Now, Chuck Baldwin, you want to introduce this topic, and because I know you're an expert on it as well, and then bring up Pastor Greg Dixon, a graduate of the Baptist Bible College, Springfield, Missouri, in 1953. And, of course, the famous Baptist preacher in his own right. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. It was a 91-day, quote, siege, where they wouldn't leave the church, but the media called it a siege, like they were terrorists. And we'll give you their website as well. I mean, I'm ranting here because this is so evil, and it's just accepted now. So explain what's happening here, and did I break it down correctly, Pastor Chuck Baldwin?
Yeah, yes, you did. And Greg and I go back a long ways. He's a dear friend. I'm glad you got him on. Everybody should be familiar with this story. What you said is exactly right. Greg Dixon was preaching the gospel without the 501c3 tax exempt status. The tax issue that you described was what happened. And they came in. And by the way, people need to realize that this took place under the Bush administration and G.W. Bush. In fact, this is one of the first things that the new G.W. Bush administration did was seized in Indianapolis Baptist Temple. First time in history that, a church in the United States had been seized by the federal government. And that happened under a Republican presidential administration.
And we know why. Because they were getting ready with a faith-based initiative to buy off the churches, so they had to get rid of the major group that was resisting it.
I think they wanted to make Greg an example. He was the guy that they saw as the thorn in their side, and they wanted to make him an example. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't kill the church. His son is still pastoring. They're still growing. They're still preaching. They're still winning souls. They're doing a great job for the Lord. But they definitely seized the church, and they sent a message to preachers all over America that you better, you know, kowtow to the IRS, or we're going to come and get you.
And again, spun in the media like they stole money and demanded millions. Every dime had been paid to the offshore Federal Reserve crime group. They just had the members of the church individually do it, because Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Pastor Greg Dixon, thank you for joining us today. I want to get into your story for people, but you broke it all down, or you could say prophesied, it wasn't hard to do, that as you guys went down, the church would become a pure organ of Satan, and now by and large it has become that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on the program today and appreciate the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I'm holding in my hands right here the front page of the Indianapolis Star, Wednesday, February the 14th, 2001. The headline says, "Feds Seize Baptist Temple," and the front page, and it has the picture.
You can show viewers.
100 federal marshals came in and broke down the doors of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, and it says "Fed seized Baptist Temple." Well, they didn't. Thank God they didn't. They didn't seize the Baptist Temple. They did carry some of us out, and but we were seen worshiping together the next night at the Jonathan Bird's cafeteria, the convention center out there.
So they stole the land and the building.
We've been worshiping together ever since.
Yeah.
So they did seize the buildings and sold off $6 million worth of property, 22 acres of land right in the middle of Indianapolis, and sold it for $1.5 million. And there's where we had a Christian school. They now have a charter school. We say they have a communist school now. Where we were teaching the Bible, they're teaching atheism. Where we were teaching the free enterprise system, they're teaching communism. Where we were teaching creationism, they're teaching Darwinism. So anyway, they've got their charter school there now. But the church is still going right on. Praise God for that. But nevertheless, the church is still there. I think it's very important, and it's good to be united with my good friend Chuck Baldwin again. We've been good friends for a long, long time. We were comrades together in arms with Moral Majority back in the 80s. It's always good to be with Chuck again. And he's a great soldier of the cross, I can assure you that. But I think it's important for people to understand that under communism in China, they had the three-self movement. The three-self movement was this: state-recognized churches, state-financed churches, and then the church was to espouse state propaganda. That's exactly what we have in America. We have state-recognized churches through incorporation, through 501c3 recognition under the IRS. Then you've got state-financed churches through the tax-deductible gift and tax exemption, and then the churches are to espouse federal public policy. Now, that's exactly where we are. The reason that the churches won't take a stand and the pastors won't take a stand is because they don't want to give up their tax exemption and they don't want to give up their tax-deductible gifts, because this is all of the religious organizations in America who are not churches, they couldn't exist without the tax-deductible gift.
So they're worshiping the golden calf.
That's right. And the churches could not exist without the tax-deductible gift. The First Baptist Church of Dallas, downtown Dallas, they have just built a massive, massive new building project right downtown Dallas. They couldn't do it without.
That's where my grandma went when she, you know, I tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about what this means. Even if you're not a Christian, folks, having a state-run church means look out, look out. We are in trouble.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, and I'll be back live this Sunday, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I wasn't live, obviously, on Easter. We'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to have a live report from the DMZ. It'll be 7 a.m. Monday is time with Dr. Pechenik there on the North Korea situation. If stuff happens, I'll be in here doing live feeds on the audio and video streams at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Chuck Baldwin's riding shotgun with us. for another 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to go right up to near the end of the show with Dr. Dixon. I have a couple special reports I'm going to air before the main broadcast ends. But here's my bottom line, Pastor Dixon. I want you to recap your story and the now what you see happening with the churches, and then get Pastor Baldwin's take on it. But it's simple. People that give in to corrupt governments, they get totally overrun. Because then even more evil people who will push it further will get into government, and then more evil and more evil. So you end up getting kind of a survival of the most evil. And that's why you end up with human sacrifice in every culture, mass death, worship of government. And this worship of government is the opposite of what was given to the Israelites by God. It was the first time you don't worship government, you worship God. You know, it's like they said to, hey, Saul, you don't want a king. Israel, you don't want a king. And you follow what God says, and so no one can then dispute that. And so we are the sovereigns here with only God above us, not the state above us, because whoever you put above you is God, and we've now made the state God, and it's now acting like God, and it's now saying it's God, and Chris Rock is saying Obama is our father. No, El Jefe is not my father, okay? Okay, my physical father is David Jones, but my spiritual father is Jesus Christ. What do you say to that?
Well, what you're saying is absolutely correct, but we're going through the same thing that Daniel went through with Nebuchadnezzar, that the three Hebrew children went through, that the pastors went through with Hitler. And let me read it to you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In 1998. Under Clinton, under the Clinton administration, this has all been documented. In the all of the alphabet soup agencies, including the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, under the Janet Reno Justice Department, came together in the White House, and the non-for-profit division of the IRS that controls 750,000 churches in America. And their purpose of the meeting was to devise a plan classified as top secret called Operation D, and to devise a plan to control all uncooperative churches in America.
Incredible.
To put together a plan. And they said that their plan was a five-pronged plan. It included the financial power of the IRS, international pressures using the treaty powers of the UN, the investigative and intelligence forces of the FBI, wow, CIA, and NSA, the judicial and prosecutorial assets of the U.S. Justice Department and federal courts, and congressional legislations. Now, they used all five of these against our church to bring us down. Our church was the first church that they used to bring pressure and to muscle us down. Our first church.
This is pure authoritarianism. When reporters get detained in China, it's national news, but then we get arrested trying to do interviews or trying to hand out literature now or get tickets. I mean, we have become an authoritarian state.
Now, prior to this, TCAN in Texas, and I'm not going into this in great detail, but prior to this, an organization called TCAN in Texas went through thousands and thousands and thousands of United Nations documents and came to the conclusion that the goal of the United Nations is to eliminate every local church on earth, to eliminate every local church on earth. Now, that's what this whole issue of Islam is about right now. They're using Islam now to destroy Christianity, and then they'll turn around after they get through with that. Then they will destroy Islam. But right now they're using Islam to destroy Christianity.
Exactly. Notice how they can't have Legos of Jabba the Hutt saying it's anti-Islam, has nothing to do with Islam. They're using it as political correctness to bring in and say you can't criticize Islam out of the Bible, or you can't criticize homosexuality, or you can't, because that violates hate speech. to shut down and bring in one world religion that the UN openly is calling for. Pastor Dixon, stay there. Pastor Baldwin, I'm going to get your take on this when we come back. And everybody get the book, Romans 13, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. When I learn about how they're persecuting Christians or anybody, I take it personal. I feel it. And it's not because I'm some goody-two-shoes, bleeding-heart person. I have empathy. God gave us that. And I've just noticed that most people that don't believe in God, and certainly state has used religion. Religion's been used for great mass murder. I don't deny that. But look at the communists, the greatest mass murderers in history. They're anti-Christian, and Christians having to literally run to the hills. They just recently found families, you know, living out multi-generation Christians from Ukraine, who had gone hundreds of miles into the mountains in Siberia to survive. And this is the type of world we're talking about. And I think about my listeners, the family, the Haken family, where they claim they were at a Tea Party event. They raided their hotel room and found a small amount of marijuana. They're both engineers. He's an Air Force veteran. Probably isn't even true. I mean, because I grew up in Dallas where the cops would plant drugs on people and witnessed it. And I'm not saying all police are bad, but the state is bad. Those directing the state from on top are bad. And I got physically, it was beyond hatred, beyond anger. It's more of a sorrow, but just sick of it. Like, why are we so weak? Why have we let the evil get so bad? And it was the realization last night that it's going to get so much worse, folks, because people think by giving into evil that somehow it makes everything okay. No. It sinks to the bottom. And I wanted to ask Pastor Baldwin, before we go back to Pastor Greg Dixon here, of ChuckBaldwinLive.com. You can go to the BiblicalLawCenter.com for Pastor Dixon's excellent site. And everybody needs to direct their pastors and preachers to this, because I'm not even judging people that are 501c3 and don't really know or they don't really understand. You need to go convict them. You need to give the book Romans 13 to them. You need to send them to the Bible Law Center, because it was our churches that led the war against King George, and it's going to be the churches that lead in the forced inoculation, the gun confiscation. I can play newscast where they say, we are training for gun confiscation, forced inoculation, and to tell the families to go to the FEMA center. It's of the Lord, Romans 13, do what you're told. I mean, I've played that clip probably 100 times. Just type in clergy response team into YouTube, you'll get the newscast. 4 years after we broke it. Okay? It's so creepy that they've been training the preachers to tell their flocks, just like in Red Dawn, they use the mayor and the preacher when the Soviets take over to go, I mean, this is classic, right out of an authoritarian novel. That's what I'm getting at. It's got, people got to wake up. What do you call waking up or being in denial? Because the people are given a great delusion. I mean, the Bible talks about they were given great delusion. You've got to be in a flaming delusion to not see that evil is just going hog wild and that it's going to persecute good people. Even if you go along with the New World Order but secretly love God and you have a good heart, they're coming after you. That's what I'm seeing. The system releases criminals, pays Al-Qaeda to murder Christian communities in Syria. The system hates good people, and not all departments are like this, but you can see, like the Bible says, certain cities get taken over by evil. You can see the evil cities versus the ones that aren't fully taken over, but the body snatcher operation is ongoing in every town now. Evil is on the offense right now, and I want to ask, who will, you know, lift up a standard, the Spirit of the Lord to lift up a standard of when the enemy comes in like a flood, Pastor?
Yeah, absolutely. And the only ones to do that are the pastors. They are the key. Back in 1775 and 76, if it were not for the colonial pastors, the so-called Black Robe Regiment, there would have been no Bunker Hill, there would have been no Lexington Green, there would have been no Concord Bridge, no Declaration of Independence, no Constitution, there would have been no United States of America. It was the pastors of colonial America that literally led the war for independence. They preached, they taught, they exemplified, many of them participated.
And the enemy knows that. That's why they're going after him today.
Absolutely. That's why they're neutered. And that was such a stroke of diabolical genius back in the 1950s when Lyndon Johnson created the 501c3 tax-exempt status. It really was. From a diabolical point of view, it was a stroke of genius. Because what it did, it allowed the government to control the churches and the preaching, especially the preaching of the churches, via the threat of the loss of tax-exempt status with the IRS codes 501c3. So what's happened since, and coupled with the Romans 13 misinterpretation, obey the government no matter what, what you have is a double whammy against the pastors and churches. And the result is what we have today, a neutered, silent, scared, pitiful, pathetic pulpit. Until the pastors begin to awaken, energize their congregations. And
have you heard churches all over the place are being told, pull the crosses out? I mean, pretty soon there'll be nothing.
I've heard of that, and I keep hearing more and more of this type of activity taking place, and you got to ask yourself, where is it going to stop? And the fact is, it's never going to stop. But these churches have been indoctrinated also in the universities and the Christian colleges and the seminaries. It's all about success, Alex. It's about money. It's about 401k retirement. It's about insurance plans. It's about getting ahead. It's about using the current church.
Well, they could just turn the church into a swingers club then. Maybe that'd get more people in the door.
Well, unfortunately, there's probably too much of that going on, too. But the fact is that what they've done is that they've created this social organization that is success-oriented. It's all about climbing the ladder, just like a businessman who wants to further his business.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring you back in a moment to talk about the Second Amendment issue with Pastor Dixon. But let's get Pastor Dixon's take on this. How do we reverse this, these points I've made? The persecution of good people is accelerating.
But not only that, many of these men, even fundamentalist men, are sincere in believing that soul winning is the most important thing. Therefore, they are justified in taking these not-for-profit gifts. They are justified in compromising, so to speak, as long as they're winning souls. And we've got to somehow break through this malaise. Somehow we have to break through. See, for instance, the preachers are saying, well, they're not telling me what to preach. Well, that's like saying, they're not telling me not to speed. Well, you drive down the highway and you see a speed limit sign and it says 50 miles an hour speed limit. But just because a policeman doesn't come to you personally and say you're not to speed, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to speed. Well, just because the head of the IRS, the not-for-profit division of the IRS, doesn't come to you and say personally to you, or you don't get a letter from them saying you're not to espouse federal public policy, or that you're not supposed to endorse candidates or specific legislation, doesn't mean that you're not supposed to do those things. You can read the contract. You can read what the law says. Now, for instance,
that's right. You've signed a covenant, so don't cop out and say you haven't. And look what's happened to the churches. And look at how selectively all the pro-abortion, all the anti-gun churches, they can say who to vote for. But if you get a constitutional church out there saying something, here comes the IRS. What's the IRS doing in a church? The answer is you're not a church now. You are a government corporation.
That's exactly correct. Now, let me show you. The IRS is keep every single preacher in America who speaks out on any public policy issue, and it gets in the newspapers, it gets on television or radio. The IRS is keeping a file on that preacher the date that they gave that speech or the sermon, whether it was on the internet or wherever it was. Now, let me give you an example.
That's church police.
That's absolutely correct. They kept a secret file on me that went clear back to 1971. I'm just going to give you a few of the headlines that was out of the Indianapolis Star. 1971, Baptist High School distress Bible. 1978, Reverend Dixon fights daycare license. 1978, church plans tech school. 1981, pornography target of downtown rally attended by 1,000. 1983, Reverend Dixon opposes lottery bill. 1983, churches to fight encroachment. 1985, state laws may collide with church. 1986, group to obey Jesus, not government. 1987, Dixon opposes Governor Orr on school.
And they're putting this in the newspaper because it's as if it's a list of your crimes. Oh, my gosh, a church went down and rallied against pornography. They're not allowed to do that. I mean, country is this?
What's the world coming to? A church against pornography? Now, listen to this one. How many preachers, Chuck, have you heard say, well, but when they tell me I can't preach against homosexuality, I'll do something. Listen to this one. Gays urge panel to include them in anti-bias bill. But guess what? Old Big Mouth was there. It was opposed by Reverend Greg Dixon, 1990. That was the headlines in the Indianapolis Star. Now, this was just a few of them. I'm not going to take time on the broadcast today to read all of them. This was in We got this through discovery. This was in our file. We got it through discovery. They'd kept a secret file on me since 1971. You think they don't have a file on Chuck Baldwin? You don't think they have a file on Jeffers, First Baptist Church in Dallas? You don't think they have a file on every preacher in America that's speaking out on these public issue policy issues?
This is, listen, fusion centers, that term comes directly out of East Germany. When I first heard this, 12 years ago, I didn't believe it. I looked up the federal purchase orders. They hired Marcus Wolf for 3 years to set up Homeland Security, the former head of the Stasi. This is directly out of East Germany. They actually set up what we're now seeing launch in America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can say all you want to about, well, we're going to get some attorney to help us. We're going to get some attorney to fight for us. These attorneys will run, and they'll have their tail between their legs because, in the first place, the minute you get into court, they're going to say, you signed the contract. You signed the contract.
Isn't that the problem in America? Is that, I mean, I don't think of myself as a tough guy or something, but I have no fear of them coming after me, what may be in the newspaper. They may set me up. I just have peace other than wanting to resist them. I don't have peace there. What happened to the spirit in America? Because I'm a pretty wicked devil, and I absolutely in my heart want to resist these people in my soul. Where are the men today? Where are the people? I mean, they don't even hardly protest abortion anymore in this country. Where is it? I guess we're just going down.
That's one of the reasons that, see, when we were, the Bible says rebellion is worse than witchcraft. When our church was a corporation, a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, we obeyed all the laws. We withheld taxes. We did everything. We dotted every I. We crossed every T. We did everything. But when we unincorporated, when we got out of the system, when we were no longer a 501c3, we said no more. We didn't do any of those things. We stopped being a tax collector for the government. We stopped. Federal income tax. And our position was that these people are not employees; they're ministers.
Well, they spin it like it's demonic to resist a corrupt government. But I mean, resisting is one thing. I mean, obviously, rebelling against God is super evil. But they call churches rebellious that don't submit to the government. What do you say to that Romans 13 issue?
Well, in the first place, if you signed the contract, you better obey the contract. But that's what the Biblical Law Center does. We help churches to organize and reorganize so they can be free from 501c3.
And they're doing that successfully by the thousands.
So, well, I'm not saying they're doing it by the thousands.
No, there are a lot of churches starting and a lot of the ones that are, I mean, I got friends right out here that go to churches that have been around for decades that aren't 501c3.
I know, but there's more to it than just, you've got to, that's why the Biblical Law Center is trying to, it's more to it than just, I'm telling you, there's more to it.
We'll get you on for a full hour sometime just to get into the law aspects. I know you've been through it yourself. You're the experts on it, but I wanted to get Chuck Baldwin's take here on the state of the Second Amendment and then get your take, Pastor Dixon. I mean, now the churches, well, let me ask Dixon briefly, what do you make of the first, you know, the Southern Baptists and all the rest of them coming out and saying, basically, turn in your guns to the government?
Well, in the first place, we're seeing now a specific line between fundamentalists and evangelicals, and we've been trying to tell them that all along. There's a difference between fundamentalists and evangelicals. And so these wimpy evangelicals now are wimping out. And so so we're seeing it now. And so the evangelicals, they want to be seen as these nice guys and go-along guys and to get-along guys. And so they're saying, well, we can give in, and we can give in on the, and they're doing the same thing on the immigration. They're saying, well, I was a stranger, and we took them in. Well, I appreciate that verse, but it doesn't mean that you have to take some wicked people into your home and turn your children over to some predator just because the Bible says, I saw a stranger and we took them in. That doesn't mean that we
have... Well, the point is, it's globalism, it's pure UN, ecumenical takedown of America, and it's all moving now. And it should be an alarm bell. If your church is telling you you shouldn't own guns, ask why the government has guns. We're supposed to be the government. You say, render unto Caesar. We are the government. The Bill of Rights is the government. That's what you follow. That's the biblical law, not the law of the satanic UN. Pastor Baldwin?
Yeah, it's... thanks, Alex. This is an issue that I'm just really passionate about right now, because I think this is the defining issue for the future liberty and freedom of our country. The semi-automatic rifle is the most efficient, the most effective self-defense tool in modern time. It is equivalent to the Roman sword of the first century. Jesus commanded the disciples to buy the Roman sword and to possess the Roman sword. I would remind people that back in the Old Testament in Genesis 14, back before the law of Moses or anything of that nature, when Lot was taken by five heathen kings, he armed his servants, Abram. They went after them. They took them to the battlefield. They fought. He slaughtered the kings. He rescued Lot by the power of the sword. The ability to defend oneself is a fundamental natural law principle that is given by God, whether we're Christian or non-Christian, no matter what our denomination or lack thereof.
The right to self-defense is sacrosanct.
It is sacrosanct, absolutely, and it is given by God. And for preachers to acquiesce on this issue is absolutely, in my opinion, blasphemous against the laws of God. And unfortunately, Greg, I think you'd admit with me that there are many of our brethren in the fundamentalist ranks that have capitulated on this issue, just as evangelicals have.
Well, I haven't heard any of our unregistered church preachers.
Oh, yeah, no, maybe not those guys. No, not those unregistered guys. I'm sure they haven't. But there's a lot of guys that would call themselves fundamentalists that teach this asinine interpretation of Romans 13, that no matter what the government declares, that you are to submit. And I've known some of these guys. I know some of these guys personally.
Well, I would say that I'd call them... I'm putting them over in the evangelical camp.
Well, listen, just to be clear here across the board, guys, undoubtedly, what do you call this massive explosion of evil moving on all fronts, swarming us? What do you call that in history and biblically, what we're going into, a quickening, an acceleration?
Well, Jesus said that in the last days, many, many will fall away, and we're living in that day that many, many are falling away. This is the great falling away. That day will not come until there come a falling away first, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Well, I think we're also seeing the age-old principle of self-promotion, the idea that I am going to get ahead, I'm going to be prospered, I'm not going to endanger myself, I'm not going to risk anything. I think that's innate in many people, that they don't want to risk, they don't want to endanger themselves.
Don't they know fortune favors the bold, and I mean, our fortune is liberty?
Yeah, no, well, no, they don't. They, you know, for so long, they have been taught and indoctrinated in this principle of submission to government. This has been going on for nearly 100 years. I mean, this, you got to go back to, the war between the states, probably, before you found preachers that were really talking about this. Since then, the preachers haven't been talking about this. Just the opposite, Alex. They've been talking about submit to the government. The government is good. The government is of God. Don't resist. Do what they... This has been indoctrinated in them for 150 years, probably.
Well, look, so, look, I'm not on some high horse because I'm not a preacher and I'm not perfect, but I have a relationship, you know, with God, and I love, you know, innocent people, want to protect them. I don't know how you couldn't have burning in your bones to resist what's happening, and I don't know how these preachers can actually be saved Christians and sit there and promote all this evil. Pastor Dixon, what do you say to that?
Well, all I can say is that I'm not going to say that they're not saved, but I'm going to say they're sure deceived. And the Bible says deceived and being deceived. And I'll guarantee you they need to get back and take a new look at what the scriptures teach. But I think it's just a total misunderstanding of the whole purpose of the Christian life. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And Paul the Apostle said, ye have not yet resisted unto blood. And we're to resist even unto blood. That's what Paul the Apostle said. And we're to resist with everything that is within us. And we've just become so soft. We have everything is so soft.
Sure, the Bible doesn't say lick the devil's boots and he'll flee from you.
That's right. That's right. And everything is so soft today. We have such soft lives.
Soft men. Men are soft.
That's right. And we've become so feminized as men. And we're enjoying. We're at ease in Zion. That's what the Bible says. It says we're at ease in Zion. And the Scripture says that Ephraim turned back in the days of battle, and that's where we are.
I'm not at ease. Yeah. I'm not at ease. I mean, I don't know how anybody can be at ease when the pure evil's rising all around us.
Alex, let's remember, too, that let's focus again on the importance of standing for the Second Amendment. I just can't stress this enough.
Oh, yeah, if they get that, they get everything.
We must draw our line in the sand on this issue. I mean, I have publicly said, and I've publicly written, you've read my stuff, and you see what I am willing to be a lawbreaker when they tell me that my semi-automatic rifle is against the law. I am willing to be a lawbreaker. I will not submit to that law. I will not register my rifles. I will not surrender my rifles.
That's why they hate Heston so much. He said, for my cold, dead hand. It's that not submitting. If they always want a little more, a little more. We said, no, no more. You will not pass.
That's why, again, I have to say, that's why Tim and I wrote the book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. If we do not take a stand as a church on the issue of the right to keep and bear arms and preach it from a biblical natural law perspective,
sure,
and make people understand that they are morally justified, they are spiritually justified in violating any law that requires them to surrender their guns. If we don't take that stand and draw that line now, there is no liberty left in America. I cannot stress that.
And I want to state something. It's so immoral because we know they want the guns to enslave us. We know they're authoritarian. So you are aiding and abetting the enemy in what they're going to do. And that's why anyone that promotes it knowingly, like these police chiefs and stuff that know, they are active collaborators with the enemy. They are globalist operatives, and we know who runs the New World Order. They are agents of Satan. And that's not a verbal flourish. These people are agents consciously of the devil. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, but what you have to understand is, and this may sound Pollyanna, but the First Amendment was written before the Second Amendment.
And no, I know they have the right. I'm saying they want our guns to devour us.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I want you to hear me for just a moment. We gave up the First Amendment. Now, we didn't. At the church, the Bible says judgment must begin at the house of God.
That's right.
And the preachers gave up the First Amendment. And if we weren't willing to fight for the First Amendment, why do you think they're going to be willing to fight for the Second Amendment?
That's right.
I'm going to fight for the Second Amendment, and I know there's a lot of others that are as well.
Hey, 5 minutes of overdrive, gentlemen. Back in 60 seconds. I want you both to get a final word. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.